Bay Area real estate is like a parlor game when it comes to predictions and market shakeouts. This week on Techonomics, host Jason Middleton talks with a Bay Area real estate expert and analyst about what happened in 2018 and what could happen in 2019. And that begins now.
Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening. Let's face it, the real estate market in the Bay Area has been bananas for so long it's more like a whole bushel of bananas. So we asked a decades-long veteran real estate analyst to share his data from how the market performed in 2018, and then he helps us look ahead into 2019. And I should add, he did it quite reluctantly, but it's helpful to its core, so let's get into it.
Patrick Carlisle, Chief Market Analyst for the San Francisco Bay Area for Compass.
Patrick, thanks a lot for helping us with your new analysis. I'd like to talk about Santa Clara for this one, because that was the real estate story of the year, almost nationally, San Jose, Santa Clara, South Bay stuff. What is that market looking like as we close 2018?
Yeah, so there's some very, very interesting things going on in Santa Clara. As you mentioned, in 2017, Santa Clara County was probably the hottest major market in the country. Things went absolutely bananas, and we saw year-over-year appreciation rates of 25, 28, over 30%, which are just staggering. And a lot of that probably had to do with what was going on with some of the big high-tech companies down there, Apple's expansion and so forth and so on. But the market in 2017 in Santa Clara was truly insane. And then that basically continued, as it continued for most of the Bay Area, through spring 2018. After spring, there's typically a summer lull where you can't really tell exactly what's going on because just the market slows down. But then as we came to late summer and early autumn, it was clear that the dynamics were changing very, very dramatically in markets around the Bay Area, and probably no place more than in Santa Clara. The number of price reductions of listings on the market year over year was sometimes up 500%. I looked at the median price appreciation just this past November and compared it to the year-over-year for the previous November, and it changed from something like a positive 26% appreciation year-over-year, which is an immense jump in prices, to this November, it was a drop of 2%. And we're seeing all across the board, inventory has gone up. Sales volume has gone down. The number of listings that are expiring without selling has climbed dramatically. And this is not to say that the market has crashed or prices have crashed. A 2% change in year-over-year appreciation basically just means that prices are flat year-over-year, which is not terrible. However, it's just how dramatic it is in contrast to what was going on in Santa Clara in 2017 and spring 2018. It's like somebody was going, 150 miles an hour in their autopilot Tesla. Hopefully they were awake. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly the Tesla decided to stop on a dime because, a rabbit crossed the highway.
Now, we have to point out that these are leading indicators. This is something you've noticed in the data, not necessarily a trend yet, right?
Well, one should always be careful about jumping to too many conclusions based on a few months of data. Market statistics do fluctuate. Markets do go in lulls. Obviously, there's been a lot going on in financial markets this autumn. The S&P peaked in September and is down something like 17-20% since then. Of course, it jumped up and down and whatever. And when financial markets change that dramatically, people have a tendency to be more cautious. And looking at the S&P, well, that's nothing compared to what has happened with the stocks of our giant high-tech companies like Apple and Google and Facebook. The S&P soared basically since the presidential election. But the S&P looks like it barely moved compared to what happened to the stocks of Apple and Google and Facebook and especially Netflix. And, of course, those stocks have also seen dramatic plunges just over the last few months as well. So when people see their net worth go up and shout, they're shouting to their wife, "Hey, honey, we're rich," and then, a week later, it's like, well, wait a second, honey. Don't, you know,
not so rich.
My stock, you know, just went down 30%. So there's a lot of things going on in the local and national and international economies and political situations that people are trying to get a handle on as to exactly what it means. There's no doubt that I think Santa Clara, in its massive appreciation in last year, it's kind of like they just pushed too hard. They pushed and pushed and pushed, and the buyers went along with it, and then suddenly, nope, that's it. I'm not paying $2 million for a 1,500-square-foot ranch house.
Right, there we go.
And, of course, another dynamic is not only did prices go up 20-30% year over year, but interest rates went up something like 30% year over year. So prices up 20-30%, interest rates up 20-30%. That's a massive double whammy on affordability.
Absolutely.
And you add in some economic uncertainty, and it has certainly put the brakes on the Santa Clara market.
All right, let's talk about the North Bay. There's something going on in Sonoma, too.
Sonoma has been, you know, almost all the Bay Area counties have had extremely strong markets for the last 7 years. In fact, this has been a very long up cycle in what is typically, well, real estate and financial markets go into cycles. Sonoma became extremely hot after their devastating fires of October 2017. I mean, literally you had 7,000 families who had to look for new homes. And you pour that into what are relatively small housing markets, and it puts enormous pressure on prices. It's all supply and demand. So Sonoma prices really started jumping in November, December, January, February, through early spring. And then it started to go into a major shift. Now, there are several things that may be going on there. Of course, there's just general macroeconomic factors. There's also the fact that there have been three more giant fires, not in Sonoma, but in, you know, relatively close in areas to the north. You know, it's one thing when you have one giant fire. It's another thing when you have three or four of them within 14 months. It starts to make people pause.
Right.
But also, Sonoma is a big second home market. You know, people in San Francisco, in particular, they want a home in the country. They feel wealthier. They buy a home in the town of Sonoma or Healdsburg or in the wine, you know, amidst the vineyards. Well, when there is economic uncertainty or the markets start to change, one of the first things people do is they stop major purchases of things they don't need. So nobody absolutely needs a second home in the wine country. It's a wonderful place thing to have, but they don't need it. So it may well be that as the economic factors start to change, second home markets are often the canary in the coal mine. That's where people draw back first. Also, the federal tax law changes, which came into effect in January, which I don't think many people actually have come to grips as to what that means in the Bay Area. But it means a lot for not only for general homeowners in the Bay Area. There's a lot of very significant changes, but it also changed the dynamics of writing off second home purchases. So that makes doing so a little less appealing.
Patrick Carlisle, Chief Market Analyst at real estate brokerage firm Compass. Thank you for your time again. We've looked at Santa Clara. We've looked at Sonoma. Let's talk about Oakland and Berkeley. How does that market look towards the end of 2018?
So the markets all over the Bay Area have been changing, but the magnitude of those changes have varied enormously by county, which is surprising, which is part of the schizophrenia that we're seeing in, you know, a market possibly going into a significant transition. Of all the markets in the Bay Area, the greater Oakland, Berkeley, Piedmont, city of Alameda area has held up the strongest. They have seen the least changes. They have seen the least changes as far as declines in appreciation rates, least changes as far as price reductions, which have been soaring in many other counties. Their inventory has gone up somewhat, but nothing like it has gone up in other counties. So right now it is, you know, the strongest point. And of course, you know, the greater Oakland area has been a feverishly hot market.
Yes.
For years now, but it has a very interesting dynamic. Is because it is the closest urban type area as an affordable alternative to San Francisco and to a large degree to northern San Mateo. You know, it's really just across these two bridges.
Yeah, that's right.
And even with all their feverish appreciation over recent years, their median house price, for example, is still about half of what it is in San Francisco and San Mateo. So it still stands out as an affordable alternative to what are actually the most expensive markets in the country.
We have such whack job expectations in this market for real estate prices, don't we?
oh, absolutely. And, I was interviewed a month or two ago and when the market was, a few months ago, when the market was, of course, still going crazy. And I was asked, will this ever stop? And my answer was, oh, yeah, it'll stop. It always stops. Real estate and financial markets go in cycles.
Yeah.
Typically, they start to turn when we get into a period of what is called irrational exuberance, i.e. people start thinking none of the rules apply, that stocks will always go up,
yes,
that home prices will always go up in double digits. And then suddenly people realize that's not the case.
Patrick Carlisle, Chief Market Analyst at real estate brokerage firm Compass. Our last installment, I want to look ahead using your crystal ball for 2019 real estate Bay Area. That's an easy softball of a question. What are you keeping your eye on just anecdotally?
Well, first of all, I just need to state that I hate making predictions, and I don't believe human beings have the ability to predict the future, as has been proven, literally thousands of times every day in every media source.
You've been right. You've been right a lot. Let's just put it like that.
But the real estate market in the Bay Area has been on an upcycle for 7 years. For the last four real estate cycles, the upcycles have lasted between 5 and 7 years. Now, there's no hard and fast rule that says, well, at 7 years, it's over. But that has been what has occurred in the past. I do believe we probably bumped up against peak prices in spring 2018, which was probably the hottest, craziest market that I've seen since the year 2000 at the peak of the dot-com bubble. The question is, if there's going to be a change, how big is the change going to be? And that I don't know. I don't see anything in the Bay Area that says that anything approximating a crash like we saw in 2008 is coming. The economy is still strong. The area is awash with money. Venture capitalists are put in $12 billion in the Bay Area just in the third quarter. Unemployment is at historic lows. Google and Facebook, are enormously profitable, and so forth and so on. But of course, often what does change markets is something that comes out of nowhere, something that we didn't even know existed. Now, in 2008, we literally had tens of millions of people who were buying and refinancing homes at loan prices they could never afford in the first place. So we don't have that. So I do certainly think we're in for a transition. I don't see the incredible appreciation rates of recent years continuing. The question is it basically a plateauing? Is it like an overfilled tire leaking air, slowly settling down into something more normal? Or will something come out of nowhere that will, and if the thing that comes out of nowhere, it won't be a local event. The Bay Area is part of the nation. Sometimes our appreciation rates go up much faster, but our cycles typically are the same cycles that we see in the nation as a whole. So if something's going to happen to really affect our local economy and our local housing market, it will probably be a national or international event that kind of shocks the system. The only exception to that, of course, is if we have an ecological-type disaster, if we had a major earthquake, that would affect us and, not the rest of the market.
Patrick Carlisle, Chief Market Analyst at Real Estate Brokerage Compass. Thanks a lot for letting us lean on you for this end of year real estate analysis in the Bay Area market. Really appreciate it. That was Patrick Carlisle. He's senior analyst and friend of the show. He works with real estate brokerage firm Compass. For links to Patrick's keen analysis, please check the show notes at KGORadio.com, or there's a link at the bottom of the podcast as well. And that's it for this week's show. Thank you for listening, and please find all of our archived podcasts wherever you graze or hunt for your weekly listens: iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, etc. For executive producer Lee Hammer, I'm the host and the writer, Jason Middleton. Have great weeks, everybody. This has been Techonomics.